This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel has come to the rescue of a besieged Syrian aid organization. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The Israeli army evacuated some 800 civilians from Syria, most of them members of the White Helmet Civil Defense Group and their families. The military said their lives were endangered by advancing forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar Assad, who sees the White Helmets as collaborators with Syrian rebels. Israeli Cabinet Minister Tzachi Hanegbi described the rescue as a humanitarian gesture to the Syrian people and the international community. The operation was organized by the U.S., Britain, and Canada. They see the White Helmets as heroes.
Robert Berger reporting for VOA. And General Vincent Brooks, the commander of U.S. forces in Korea, has called North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's men of his word, while backing up assertions by other key officials that talks with Pyongyang are making progress. U.S. President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have repeatedly expressed optimism about the ongoing talks with North Korea. However, Pompeo has expressed concerns about North Korea receiving shipments of petroleum, and he expressed those issues with the U.N.
The countries of the Security Council are united on the need for final, fully verified denuclearization of North Korea, as agreed to by Chairman Kim. Strict enforcement of sanctions is critical to our achieving this goal.
Meantime, Russia and China moved to block a U.S. request of the U.N. to ban further fuel shipments to Pyongyang in a bid to cut off revenue to its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.